the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We have the Gospel of Luke 14 today, and Jesus, who is the very love of God, manifested the love of the Father, this healing on the Sabbath, and it's this which scandalizes the Pharisees because of their false religion. And it's always a mark of false religion when the heart gets hardened towards the poor. Here the man is suffering from physical ailments, but it's the same with regard to mercy. And so we want to keep our eyes on that so we don't fall into the same trap. It's the same trap in every age, that observing different religious precepts, we fall into self-righteousness, and consequently the heart gets hardened and the poor get trampled on and not tended to. And I'm talking not only about the physically, materially poor, but also those that are poor with the Word of God, poor in terms of grace. So important to keep that in mind, because St. Paul gives us, you know, oftentimes it is, that's the one thing that I was mindful of doing, is tending to the poor. And so we want to keep our eyes very much on that. In the first reading, St. Paul gives us a recipe to become blameless, and he starts out with being slaves. He and St. Timothy are slaves of Christ Jesus, and it's that which, of course, is at the heart of what Jesus came to do, because this is in Philippians 2, the great Christological hymn, being found in the form of God, he emptied himself, and in the form of man, he humbled himself further, taking the form of a slave. And that means we take on the aspect of service to our brothers and sisters in every regard. And that also means, just like in the Psalms, like a slave on the hand of her mistress, our eyes are on you, O Lord. In other words, we're waiting to be led. And we're waiting to be led not only by our superiors, but also by divine providence. And that means the demands that others will put on us. And it's important to be attentive to that, because without seeing Christ in the other, then, again, we're circling around in unreality. And so to keep this in mind, St. Paul is confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. That complete, I'm not quite sure, but it might have that teleo, that sense of being consummated or perfected. And it's true. I mean, and this is the confidence that will get us to the blamelessness, or we can say the immaculateness, that St. Paul's heading to in this first reading. This is Philippians 1, the very introduction of it. And what's the work that's begun in us? We've received baptism. We've been created, even more fundamentally, we've been created to become a saint. And so it's this very hope which, of course, sustains Our Lady at the foot of the cross, in terms of the promises that Jesus has given each one of us. And again, many times say, but we always want to really live it, is that this hope is meant to be propagated. This hope is meant to be transmitted. It's meant to actually give birth to another. And consequently, standing at the foot of the cross, the day of Christ Jesus, this is referring to the last day, but the day of Christ Jesus in terms of the synthesis, the reconciliation of all things on Calvary, is meant to give birth. It's meant to, and so to expect in our own lives a narrowing of what we see, a narrowing of those things that perhaps aren't going our way. And it's precisely at those moments that hope's able to take shape, and it really, we can say that they are birth pangs in our lives. So as we pray for family members that might have left the faith, or family situations that might be real crises, it's important to keep this in mind, that this is an opportunity, a rare opportunity for new life. And the mystery of the cross, Friday, is always the same. So St. Francis, we're celebrating a votive mass for St. Francis today, emulates this for us, both with the care for the poor. Remember how the whole order launched, right? How the whole order launched was with contemplative prayer and care for the poor. Two hinges of our Franciscan charism.
fructum ventris tuum.